happy July 3rd to all of my people all over the world. This is Coach Cage, and this will be part two of helping your child with their homework. If you refer back to our previous podcast, you would understand that we redefine homework according to life skills. And the homework meaning that what we learn in the building has to be taken out of the building and applied. One aspect that we did touch on yesterday was mentoring. I gave some definitions of mentoring from a resource that I acquired when I was at Joliet Job Corps. And the title of this resource was the Career Success Standards Conference Guide, National Office of Job Corps. We touched on Let Me Look Real Fast. Yep, we touched on mentoring as the foundation. The idea of caring, that if a caring, concerned adult is available to a young person, they will be more likely to become successful adults. And the citation was from Adolescent Problem Behavior, the Influence of Attachment and Autonomy, Psychiatric Clinics of North America. Authors was Amber Allen and Jay Leadbeater. And we gave a couple of definitions concerning mentoring, which is important because it transitions into modeling, which I'll talk on today, and in efforts to help us get a clearer understanding of how to help our kids with their homework in terms of the application of what they learned in the building, whether you're speaking about a school or in terms of any community organizations. That's relative to me because I work in different communities, and the one major fallback of teaching kids information and giving them wisdom and giving them knowledge and understanding and the application and real life examples is that when they go home, I'm not sure if it's being modeled there. I'm not saying that it is or it is not. I'm saying that I don't know. And the most effective way to me, from my professional experience and years of teaching, being taught, mentoring, and being mentored, is that behavior, those ideas and those concepts and those subjects and topics need to be conversed about at home, and they also have to be consistently demonstrated in order for it to be engrafted into our kids' psyche. Now, one aspect that we miss oftentimes, and I was on a call with an awesome young lady that runs a anger management program organization for several years in the Will County region, was we miss the aspect of purpose. And my question to anybody that's listening to this, which I wrote down after our conversation, was, what is God's purpose for the life that He has given you? And I give you that question because without a person discovering their purpose, the reason why they were created and their identity, who they are and their destiny, where their life is supposed to be headed according to their identity and their purpose, the decision that a person would make would be outside of that constraint without understanding who they are, what they've been called to do, where they've been called to go, and whose they are. For me, it's important as a faith-based person to understand that my purpose is in God. I'm living His life to the best of my ability. As my relationship continues to build with Him, He gives me insights and to do and what not to do and different thoughts and feelings and emotions, and the whole experience of engaging a literal human being is originates and finds itself in Christ. That has helped me tremendously minimize problems, make wise decisions. Sometimes you make mistakes on your evolution, but trial and error is part of the process, as long as the process to evolve and to grow into realizing your full potential and understanding your true identity, your destiny, and your purpose. So I give that as a prelude. That's a setup going into helping our children with their homework. Walking the talk, being consistent. One statement that I gave that I cannot get away from is that the transformation of our inward thinking changes our outward behavior. From a societal perspective, society normally teaches us to go outward in by surface methods, coping mechanisms, skills, and strategies. nothing wrong with those aspects at all, as long as they're placed in their rightful place. Internally, we have to understand who we are, because it's the internal transformation of our thinking that reflects the change of our outward behavior. Our outward behavior, the change, I don't even want to say the improvement, because the improvement is an add-on. We want to release that behavior and we want to replace it with new behavior according to our true purpose, identity, and destiny. But it takes the transformation, and it's a term that people are unfamiliar with, is regeneration. And maybe on another future podcast, we'll discuss that in detail. However, the transformation, the metamorphosis from the caterpillar to the butterfly, as far as my thinking and our thinking, will result in a change of outward behavior. First, it has to start with the parents. It starts with God, trickles into the parents, and then the parents reflect that image or reflect that those concepts and ideas to the teenagers, children, unconsciously. Sometimes we consciously do stuff, but there's unconscious aspects, actions, and behaviors that we partake in that we are not aware of, and it's resulting in a perceived identity to our children. It can be positive or it can be negative. However, transitioning, I want to give you some practical methods under the guise of understanding who you are, or under the umbrella or expression of who you are, and walk you step by step into this process that we call at Joliet Job Corps the 3 M's: the model, the mentor, and the monitor. Remember, this is a key note before I go into the details of this podcast itself, is that these practical methods are under the expression of understanding who you are. And I'm speaking in Christ, because that's the experience that I'm speaking from. It's very important to understand anybody that's teaching you any information that you're taking in, whether it be in the form of entertainment, whether it be in the form of informal teaching, formal teaching, is that individual or individuals, groups of people, are casting imaginations, visions, and ideas from their perceived identity, whether it be through their conversation, whether it be through their actions, whether it be through their nonverbal or verbal facial expressions, is being cast from that place at all times. It's up to us to be able to discern that and be able to make a decision of what we allow into our gates, our eye gate, our ear gate, our heart gate, all the gates, and what we disallow. Sometimes things get in that's not supposed to be there. We have to cast down vain imaginations. And for me, I ask God to any ill weeds or any seeds of discord or any seeds of dysfunction that's not like you, rid them out of me, God. That's my safety blanket if I just make a mistake or fall into temptation of entertaining conversations that will take me all outside of my purpose and destiny. Practical methods. We introduced a mentor as a coach and support for young people. We won't reiterate that. I want to transition into modeling. All right. Modeling to me would be first before you begin to mentor. Modeling can be defined as demonstrating the appropriate behavior to the young people. And remember, I'm getting some of these thoughts when I'm reading in a monotone type of expression from the Career Success Standards Conference guide. I'm trying to look at my time because I want to break this up in order for it not to be as long. So I'll touch on the modeling aspect, and I think that'll be it for this segment of helping your child with their homework. Modeling. The two most important factors for effective modeling are the importance or prestige of the model and the model similarity to the student. As an adult, you serve as a model, whether or not this is conscious on your part. It's important because we don't understand at times how our kids look at us. Our kids look at us from an authority perspective, but they also look at us from a safety aspect. Safety and authority walks hand in hand. When I see my dad, I see a man of authority. I see a man that provides for me and safety. These are characteristics of expression of what they see. But also, the similarity. Similarity to me is reflective of connection. When a young person can see something inside of us that they can connect with, whether it be through just their vision or us communicating, there's a connector. When you can connect, the relationship is built and the trust is solidified between you and your child, you and your mentee, you and your player, or you and your student. These are pivotal aspects and critical to the growth and development of the child and helping them apply the intrinsic values and characteristics of a person who walks in integrity and sincerity and in truth. In addition, it is important to remember that we always serve as a model. Young people watch how we behave, and they observe, and what they observe shapes their experience and understanding of what is and what's not acceptable. They also observe how we interact with others and how we deal with conflict, how we follow the rules, and how we treat other people. That encompasses a whole lot. So they'll sit back and watch how we interact, if we follow instructions, how we deal with conflict, if we follow the rules. We cannot, I repeat before we go into this break in this segment, we cannot expect our kids to say, do, and live things that we don't. That is an unrealistic expectation that will result in frustration and other negative thoughts and emotions that will build a wedge between us and our children. With that being said, we will transition into a pause for a station identification, and we will be back very, very, very soon. I want to keep this momentum going in terms of modeling. We came to the agreement that it's important to know that we serve as a model. Kids are always watching our behavior. They observe, and how they observe shapes their understanding. I want to talk about the shaping and the molding of experiences that our children experience. It comes from observation. It comes from their own interpretation. That's a best practice that I use in regards to working with my godsons, nieces, nephews, those who God has called me to mentor. There are some aspects of their life that I don't leave them room to interpret. Because it can become a handicap. I had a situation where one of my godsons was working with me and a person cursed in their language towards them. The person didn't curse at them. The person didn't call them a curse word, but the person cursed in their language. And I knew in my heart that I had to rectify that issue. And what I did was that I pulled my son to the side and I told him, I know you feel some type of way about that, but I want to let you know that that person didn't personalize that. They weren't saying that towards you. This is how they talk. However, if I see this happen again or the behavior becomes consistent, I will address that person, because your parent put you in my care for safety. And my son said, yeah, I did feel some type of way, because I understand his dynamic to a certain degree as far as his emotion. My responsibility as a protector is to protect any thought, idea, culture, experience, person, place, or thing that would take him out of a place of safety on a spiritual, mental, social, emotional, financial space. That's my goal. I will not allow his safety to be compromised. Modeling has also shown to be especially effective and developing social skills, appropriate classroom behavior, for example, staying on task and working with others, employability skills, which consists of being punctual and taking the initiative. These are essential skills and behaviors you model to your kids, to your students, to your players, as they are ongoing and not always consciously displayed. And this is an amazing dynamic, because a person's behavior will proceed from their perceived identity. Therefore, if I perceive myself to be one way, my behavior will proceed or come from that, and it can be either edifying or damaging to anybody that I come into contact with, because I believe in my psyche that that's a part of my that's a part of my makeup, that's a part of my behavior. And many people have felt victim to that, because us as parents, we may not have understood who we were or who we truly are at a point in time, and our behavior came from that channel. And because our kids live in the same household and they observe our behaviors, consciously or unconsciously, behaviors that have been exuded from us, then they take on that same persona. They take on those same limitations. And it's meant for us to break out. Meant for us to break out of those limitations, because some limitations are self-imposed and some limitations are restricted for safety purposes. That's a general statement. You got to interpret it and put your own tagline on it as far as how it applies in your life. And let me see the last part of this modeling piece, which is a good segue to finish this podcast, is walking the talk. Whatever behavior that I desire from my student, from my child, from my player, from my mentee, from my niece or nephew, it has to be walked out. I'm a very diplomatic individual in terms of coming to or using conflict resolution to resolve problems. And I talk often, I ask a lot of questions, and I put my kids in a space where they can observe the conversation. It may be one-on-one from me to them. It may be one-on-one from me to another individual, but I put them in those places. And if they're not a part of the conversation, they are an observant. As a coach, I'm demonstrating the behavior that I want to see. I'm modeling the behavior. And when they observe it, I ask them, what did you see? And then I'll add to their thoughts for clarity purposes and how it looks when they apply it in their life. It's good for them to recite it based on what I said in their own interpretations, but it's better for me to see them in society, to see them in action, making mistakes, experiencing triumphs in terms of applying what I give them in their life. This is segment or part two of how to help your child with their homework through the practical application of life skills in terms of modeling, mentoring, and the last will be monitoring in terms of supervising the ideal behavior that you want to see from your young person. Thank you for listening. Today is July the 3rd, 2019. I pray and I hope that you have an awesome holiday, a safe holiday. Enjoy it with your loved ones. Don't make it a one-time event. Make it an experience of a lifetime.